streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, what a glorious Monday it is in beautiful Los Angeles, the home of champions. Lakers, Dodgers, Rams, welcome in. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Joy Taylor and I not even trying to match, but we are today on FS.
It's Valentine's Day.
I know.
Happy Valentine's Day. So I figured I would go pink. And obviously, great minds think alike.
Yes. So happy Valentine's Day. A lot of hearts here around the country, especially in Los Angeles.
City of Champions.
What a showcase of beauty. It was an infomercial for Southern California. Everybody pulled it off. To all the Bengal fans who traveled here, hope you had a great time. It was a really fun game to watch. Let's start with this. And this is the way most championships are decided. Just say this out loud. Who are the best players in the game, and how did they play? The Rams' best players were all great. Aaron Donald was the most physically dominating player in the game. Von Miller, pass deflections, two sacks, was unbelievable. Matt Stafford, the best drive by any quarterback. Cooper Kupp, the MVP. The Bengals stars, Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. The Bengals coaches told you, the game plan told you what the Bengals thought about the game. We can't block the Rams. Joe Burrow was sacked 7 times. They were anemic on third down. Outside of a gift touchdown on a pass interference call that wasn't called on the Bengals, that 150 yards passing. The Bengals could not sustain drives. The Bengal coaches were telling you how they prepared the game plan. We're not going to be able to block Aaron Donald. And they couldn't. The Bengals did not have a single normal touchdown drive. They had a 75-yard gift from the officials. You're complaining about Logan Wilson. It's the reason you led. And then they had a halfback pass. telling you they knew if they got down to the red zone, they would not be able to move the Rams' defensive line. They had to go to tricks. And the Rams, on a third to fourth string wide receiver, on a third string tight end, butchered call that gave the Bengals a touchdown, still won. In the one drive all game for the Rams that they had to pass, and I talk about this all the time, it's much harder to pass in the NFL when everybody knows you have to pass. And the Bengals have a very good defensive front. That was on display. Very good. Bengals are very, very good up front. But in the one drive the Rams had to pass, and everybody in the stadium knew it, 15 plays, 79 yards. If you take out that gift touchdown to T. Higgins, the Bengals, the rest of the second half, didn't have that many yards, 75. The box score tells you the story. Rams moved the ball. They were fine on third down. They were fine through the air. They were perfect in the red zone. They had plenty of time of possession. They didn't get sacked much. The box score tells you the story. Now, the Bengals fought like crazy. I said it Friday. They felt like a sixth seed in the tournament that won some buzzer beaters. And then they get to the final game in the NCAA tournament like Butler did against Duke, but Duke's got better players. You can't complain about a Logan Wilson ticky-tack call in your eyes when the reason you had the lead was a 75-yard gifted touchdown by the officials. The Bengals were a good team, but they lost eight times this year. Could have been 10 if not for a great kicker. They were overwhelmed physically by the Titans in long stretches. They were outgained by the Raiders in the playoffs. They trailed 21-3 to the Chiefs. The best players in the game, all the Rams' best players, were clearly unstoppable. Stafford, Kupp, Von Miller, Aaron Donald. And they did it with an unbelievable resilience because they had a receiver playing in the game, a rookie from Notre Dame. You didn't see him the regular season almost at all. He became a vital receiver. They were on a third-string tight end because the backup had some brace on his shoulder. Cincinnati's coach also got really conservative, or maybe they pull off the upset, and it would have been an upset. But what you saw from the Rams is what people in Los Angeles who watch the Rams every week had seen. Resilient, overcoming injuries, the best players dominating when they had to, and the best fourth quarter quarterback in the National Football League, Sean McVay, after the game.
It's going to sound like a broken record, but that's what makes this team great. That's why they're world champs, is our best players stepped up in the most crucial and critical moments. You end up losing some guys. Guys were asked to step up. I just can't say enough about how much I love this group. They played for one another. There's something really powerful about being a part of something bigger than yourself, and you could see that the way that these guys competed. Love these players, love these coaches, and they're world champs.
Let me talk about Matt Stafford for a second. And we know what I'm about to say is true. It's self-evident. Where you land in the NFL will overwhelmingly dictate your success as a quarterback. Andrew Luck, Joe Burrow are exceptions where they overcome a lot of stuff. And let's be honest, the Bengals have some really good players. Bengals have a bunch of good players. Andrew Luck got his team to the AFC Championship with like one other Pro Bowler. But where you land matters. And after a dominating high school career and a great college career, Matt Stafford went to the Lions. So finally this year, for the first time in 13 years, he got a functional head coach and a functional owner and a functional GM and a functional roster. 1 year. And he already has, after last night, three game-winning playoff drives. In 13 years in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers has two. But Aaron's cool, single, the chosen one by the media. But Aaron doesn't win enough in big games. He's not great late. Matt Stafford, 1 year in a functional organization. Look at his numbers across the board. 13 years of turmoil, tumult, and turbulence. And he got better playoff stats than Aaron. But Stafford has no drama. He's not jonesing for attention. He's not the single guy trying to find himself. He's an adult. He married his college sweetheart. He has adorable kids. His only celebrity friend is his buddy from high school, Clayton Kershaw. I wish we'd spend less time talking about people who create drama and more time about guys like Matt Stafford, who put his head down for 13 years in lowly Detroit, didn't talk about it, didn't complain about it. And after all that time, he finally went to management and said, may I please be released? And they had so much respect for him in Detroit. They cared so deeply about Matt Stafford, they let him choose the team and they let him stay in the NFC because they respected him. They knew they'd underserved him. Can you imagine that? How often does that happen? They felt guilty. He was better than them and they knew it. I know he's not cool and single, doesn't wear corduroy suits and tell you, hey man, that's just your opinion on vaccines. No, we've got an adult. We've got a grown-up who knows who he is, has since college, is defined by his smarts, his ability in crisis to make plays. He's not jonesing for attention. And 1 year of a legitimate organization, one after 13 years of nonsense in Detroit. Look at his numbers. And what's most impressive about Matt Stafford is a great quality in our parents, our grandparents, and a great quality in bosses. It's just a great human quality. When the fit hits the shan, when your team is melting down in Tampa, when you have to be great in crisis and things aren't perfect like yesterday, OBJ is out, and your tight end now is your third and fourth stringer, and you're playing rookies at wide receiver, that's when he's at his best. The guy in Green Bay is great when he's comfortable. It's Detroit. It's the regular season. They're favored by a touchdown and they lead late. Matt Stafford this morning has more game-winning playoff drives than the guy he shared a division with. The difference is he got no support. So little support that the Lions put their arms around him when he just asked to please be traded and allowed him to go to a team that was likely going to beat them if they faced. That tells you a lot about Matt Stafford. No drama, total adult, at his best in crisis, and a complete and utter baller. Never a bailer, always a baller. That's my kind of quarterback. I have our prep for today's show went fast because there were so many things to talk about. It was so much fun. And listen, man, Cincinnati travels well. There must be a lot of flights from Cincinnati to L.A. Bengal fans were everywhere. They were gracious. It was unbelievable. It really is a beautiful stadium. You know, it, as many of you found out, once you get into the stadium, sometimes it's hard to find your seats. As Joy can attest, it's kind of a jigsaw puzzle. It is a absolutely stunning facility. It really is America's most beautiful football facility. You fly over it, you're by it. And I'll give NBC credit. They did a really good job showcasing the beauty of the city all over Southern California. But I want to talk about that Logan Wilson call that it got everybody all worked up. We'll talk about that in a second.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Oh, what a glorious Monday. Now, I know some of you are saying, Colin, no football for 7 months. There's a ton of football. There's a ton of, you got combines, USFL. We're going to have college games in August. We have free agency. We've got the draft. Football's our life. What are you kidding me? We're fine. We got a lot of football. We're talking football today. So a lot of people are into this Logan Wilson penalty. Against the Bengals. Number one, it was only third down for the Rams. They had another down. We don't know what they would have done with the next down. The Rams also had all three timeouts. If they failed on fourth down, they would have called three straight timeouts. The Bengals would have been punting from their end zone because the Bengals couldn't sustain a drive all second half. The Bengals also got a free touchdown from the refs. Stop complaining. It's embarrassing. And number four is Logan Wilson. Watch the replay. He's got his hands all over the best wide receiver in the NFL in a crucial situation. But Colin, they didn't call it all game. So what? I parent differently depending on what situation we're in. There's a lot of things I don't do all day with my kids. And then I do later at night tell them to go to bed and stop eating sugar. In big sporting events, refs usually swallow whistles. It doesn't mean situationally when the Super Bowl could be decided, they're not going to call pass interference. He's got his hands all over Cooper Kupp. He's grabbing him. You can't just ignore that. The Bengals lost for several reasons. Let me give you three moments of crisis they lost. Number one, 46-yard completion to Ja'Marr Chase. It was the one big play Ja'Marr Chase had all day. It was a great play. It was the only one they had all day to Ja'Marr Chase that mattered. Next three pays, nothing, settled for a field goal. Had all this momentum, got three. A second moment, they get a pick from Matt Stafford. Kind of get a lucky break, ball bounces. Don't move the ball, settle for a field goal. That's 8 points right there. A third, final drive of the game, it's third and one. They give it to their ninth best offensive player. Samaje Perine, what are you doing? That made no sense to me. In crucial situations, when they had momentum, the interception, the Ja'Marr Chase play, they settled for field goals or couldn't move the football. Then, late game call, and I think Zach Taylor's a good coach. I don't think he's McVay. McVay, when the game mattered, said Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp, it's all you. That's the difference. I'm going with my greatest players. The Bengals had multiple opportunities in this game when they had huge momentum. It was a 60-40 Bengals crowd, and they settled for field goals. They couldn't move the ball after because the Bengals could not sustain drives. The Rams sustained drives early. They sustained a 15-drive late. Rams moved the ball around with backups at tight end, with backups at wide receiver. That OBJ injury was not a small thing. You could tell early on because of what the Bengals were doing against Cooper Kupp. They decided to take Cooper Kupp out of the game. OBJ had a mismatch advantage. That injury cannot be overstated. OBJ getting hurt was a huge break for the Cincinnati Bengals. This game wasn't decided because of a play that you don't like. You got a 75-yard touchdown gift from the officials. You don't want to talk about that one? It was a huge momentum changer. This is a call situationally in a Super Bowl with a couple of minutes left that can go either way. And it didn't go your way. Overcome it. You had ample opportunities to win this game. You were sacked seven times. Joe Burrow released the ball sooner in last night's game than at any moment in the season. The Bengal coaches told you, we do not match up with this team at all up front. And that's why the Rams won. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Yeah, those seven sacks matter.
And there could have been more. I mean, they had relentless. All you have to know is this. Look at the box score and take out 75 yards on a pass interference that wasn't called. And look at the number. Even looking at the numbers with that, the sacks, the third down, Bengals got pushed around for 3.5 hours.
Well, Cooper Kupp capped off an incredible season by being named Super Bowl MVP. He had 8 catches for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns, including the game winner. He is just the 8th wide receiver to be named the Super Bowl MVP. He also joins Joe Montana as the only players to win AP Offensive Player of the Year and Super Bowl MVP in the same season. This season, he's at 145 catches for 1,947 yards, 16 touchdowns, all lead the NFL. So he has the triple crown in catches, yards, and touchdowns this season. Coop and Jerry Rice are the only two players to win the receiving triple crown, Offensive Player of the Year, and Super Bowl MVP. Rice did it in his career. Coop did it all this season. He is
ridiculous.
He is the best wide receiver in football.
He reminds me so much of Jerry Rice because Jerry Rice could run. Cooper can run, but Jerry wasn't a blazer. There were faster wide receivers in the game. But Jerry had 3 or 4 routes that he had mastered. And when you combine that with a good quarterback, Montana Stafford, and a great scheming coach, McVay, Bill Walsh, does everybody understand that after the Super Bowl, he ended up with like 180 catches this year? That doesn't even make sense. That's like 2 great seasons.
Well, the thing about Cooper Kupp that on top of all of that is even more interesting is that we all know Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback now. Like, we can call him that. He's just won the Super Bowl. We're gonna forgive him his Detroit days. Like, he just proved it, that he really was that good. But it's 1 year. So Cooper and Matthew Stafford were able to make that connection in 1 year, which is also very remarkable. Like, you can have, we've seen all the time, these teams try to put good players and great players together and the chemistry doesn't work. They have to work on that. It's a reliant position. So for him to have this season in Matthew Stafford's first year in this system is even more impressive. And it shows to the work ethic that the two of them have, but also that Cooper is flexible enough to be able to make that connection with Matthew Stafford. And he had an unbelievable
look at those
season.
Two. I mean, you are looking at the greatest defensive player since Reggie White or LT. I love Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is such a dude. He is such a dude.
He is very likable. I mean, look, we said it before the game. There's no villains in this game.
No.
Whoever wins, it's going to be a nice story. It's going to be a different story depending on who wins, but it's going to be a nice story nonetheless. And you just can't help but feel good for those Rams players. They have stars everywhere, guys that have worked very hard throughout their career, and now they have a ring to validate the greatness that we thought they had. Yeah. And so it was a nice night. Odell had a great start to the Super Bowl. He had 2 catches for 52 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
But he had to leave after suffering a non-contact knee injury in the second quarter. After the win, he said he was still waiting to hear about the extent of his injury, but the Rams reportedly fear that it is a torn ACL. This is obviously devastating. We're showing the moment here. But I will say, to be able to contribute in the Super Bowl,
oh God, yeah,
when it, like, get a touchdown, like, you were a part of this win, even though you had this injury and couldn't come back.
Jay, I'm going to ask our next guest this, though, but if I'm Odell, there's not much of a market. I just say, listen, man, this is where I want to play. This is the organization I like. I've made good money. I mean, by the way, Odell in L.A., going to make a lot of money on the side.
Yeah.
It's like if I'm Odell Beckham, I'm like, I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to work out here.
And with Cooper, you don't have the pressure of being the volume receiver.
And Robert Woods comes back.
Right. So you can have your moments without it being all on you, which in times past was probably the way that Odell always should have been playing.
Yeah.
But he wasn't put in that situation to succeed. So the Bengals obviously came up short in the Super Bowl last night. After the loss, Burrow said the Bengals should be proud of what they did this season. But he's hoping the team will use this experience to drive them forward.
Yeah, I mean, we're a young team. You know, you'd like to think that we'll be back in this situation, you know, multiple times over the next course of the next few years. So, you know, we take this and, you know, let it fuel you for the rest of our careers.
Well, you were there. He's fantastic.
There are a couple things you could really notice seeing them on the field. Aaron Donald, obviously, is
unblockable,
better than everybody. And Joe Burrow is that dude. I mean, just... it's fascinating to watch him play. And we were talking about this in the meeting. Like, when you're a professional player that is obviously better than all the other professional players, like, you have something special. That's hard to do. All these guys are great that are on the field. There are 1% of 1%ers who are on that field.
To stick out
in that space is remarkable.
We were watching two great defensive lines.
Yes.
And despite that, two surgeons at quarterback. I mean, the one interception, obviously, Stafford threw. He came up short in the end zone. The other one's just a ball batted in the air. But, I mean, considering how great the defensive fronts were and how much trouble both teams had blocking them, I thought the quarterback play was pretty darn good.
I think the Bengals' defense did not get enough credit all season long, obviously because we talked so much about Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, deservedly so. But their defense was really good all season long, and you saw it throughout the postseason as well. Burrow was one of the last Bengals to leave the locker room after the loss. After the game, he tweeted, "Sorry, we couldn't get it done. Proud of our team and our fans. Love these guys." And Ja'Marr Chase just tweeted, "Damn." I will say that they're a young team.
They're kids. The coach is a kid.
They were not out in the streets.
No, they were great.
They took this Super Bowl preparation very seriously. I know we always say, like, oh, they're going to be back. And it's really hard to get back to the Super Bowl. Like, you have to take advantage of the moments.
It's hard to get back to the playoffs.
Right, that you have there. But he is right. They have a young team. They have the third most cap space in the league. Lots of draft picks. So if they continue to run things the way they've been running them over the last 2 years, I do anticipate they'll be competitive for a long time.
Yep, I agree. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
When he left the NFL, he led all time for a tight end. Receiving yards, receiving touchdowns, most receptions. He's a Hall of Famer. He's also a star at our network, the three-time Super Bowl champ, Shannon Sharpe. We only ask him to come on our show once, twice a year. Let's bring a man on who's got rings. You know, it's funny. You were in a Super Bowl. I remember this. You were in a Super Bowl that there was trash talking, and you were hysterically funny. There were no villains.
Right.
It was not a lively Super Bowl week. We talked NBA this week as much as NFL.
Right.
What was your interpretation? Mine was the best players for the Rams were better than the best players for the Bengals. Like, when you go into a Super Bowl, there's eight stars. Let's say each team has four. Mm-hmm. The Rams four
showed up.
And the other four
did not.
That was my takeaway.
That's what I took away also. The questions that we had all week long was, could the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line, could they hold up against the front four of the Rams? And early on, Joe Burrow did a great job of getting the ball out of his hands.
Fast.
But he didn't have a whole lot to show for it. So he got impatient, and they wanted to push the ball down the field. So we go scat protection, which means all eligible receivers are out in the route. There's no chipping. There's no max protecting. And if you notice something, and I noticed it very early on, Raheem Morris did a great job. He lined up Von Miller and Aaron Donald on the same side a lot. And he did a lot of games with them because Cincinnati, the offensive line isn't that good. So if you get on different levels, Aaron Donald is looking to get a crease. He can hit a crease, which in football terms, we say making yourself skinny. Well, a 285-pound man making himself skinny is very hard to do. But he does a very good job of that, getting his body in the crease. And what he can do, he can bend the edge. If you notice on that last play that he made, he got skinny and then he turned the corner so quickly. Burrow really didn't have a chance to do anything. But that's on Zach Taylor. You got three plays. You get three plays, three downs to get 1 yard. You can't get 1 yard on three downs? You threw one away because you thought Jalen Ramsey was going to get nosy. The second one, Donald walks the guard back. tackles P. Ryan with one arm, and then the next play is like, okay, he's like, it's gap protection. You going to leave me one-on-one with the guard? Okay, bye. I'm home.
You know, the Logan Wilson, I looked at it this way. The 75-yard no-call touchdown,
right?
It, I thought was a big miss. But I always kind of bake in, refs will miss a couple.
Yes.
The Logan Wilson one, you can argue they didn't call it all game. But situationally in the right. Super Bowl with an MVP receiver, there was a lot of touching. They what did you make of it?
I thought they let him play a lot. I was surprised that they actually called it, considering that up until that point, they really only called three penalties. They called two false starts on the Rams, and they called unsportsmanlike conduct with the guy in civilian clothes was out on the field in the line, was celebrating with the defense after they got a turnover. So that was it. That was the only three. And so the last minute and a half, 2 minutes of the ball game, they threw like four or five flags. It turned into a flag fest. But I thought some of the calls were deserved. I thought the Henderson on the Texas route with the back, he goes out and he comes out on a little angle route. I thought 57 grabbed him. They didn't call that.
Yeah.
You still, even though, okay, Matthew Stafford leads him down on a 15-play drive, Colin, gets the game, go-ahead touchdown. Joe Burrow, you still have two timeouts and a minute and 30 seconds to go get in field goal range.
Yeah.
You have a kicker that's a young Justin Tucker. He has that kind of leg, that kind of accuracy. Okay, go get it done. You got it second and one, third and one, fourth and one. But I thought Zach Taylor made a mistake by not running Joe Mixon more. A lot of times you get into the game, Colin, like this, and you have young, talented quarterbacks, you try to play to them. Run through Joe Mixon. Make them sit in there, and so they just don't pin their ears back. Once in the second half, Joe Burrow, his last 22 dropbacks, got sacked seven times.
Jeez.
The last play of the first half, Aaron Donald got him, made him settle for a field goal. And then 21 dropbacks after that, he got sacked six times.
Wow.
So last 22 dropbacks, he was sacked seven times.
Wow.
Last five drives, punt, 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 turnover on downs. After they took a 20-13 lead, they had 50 total yards. That's not on the officials. That's on the Bengals.
Yeah, and I said this to start my show. Teams will tell you what the tape says by their game plan. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati told you, we're not going to be able to block their front. I mean, they were just getting the ball. Burrow had his fastest release point all year.
Yes.
Like, the coach has told you, we're going to be overwhelmed up front.
But that's not their offense. Their offense is to push the ball down the field.
That's right.
So let me do what I feel. Yeah, that's good. Because if you mention it, they got a 75-yard touchdown. They got a 46-yard catch from Ja'Marr Chase. So that's 120? That's 121 yards. They had 263 passing. So the other 21 of 30, 31, they had 140 yards passing.
What do you make? You know, it's funny about this, Shannon. So you had 12 great years with the Broncos, a very functional organization, mm-hmm. and then you went to the Ravens. So it's hard for you to relate to Matt Stafford's first 13 yards. You mm-hmm. had Mr. Boland.
Yep.
You had really good teammates.
Yep.
Really, and
yep.
that's not to say all your teams were great. But when you missed on a draft pick or you had injuries, the functionality of your career.
Right.
I look at Stafford. And I put his numbers up against Aaron Rodgers today in the playoffs.
Right.
With one functional year.
Right.
Did you think Matt would be this good this quickly?
Yeah, I knew it was good. Because sometimes you can be a great actor in a bad movie and people think you suck. he was a great player in a dysfunctional organization and people thought he sucked. One of the biggest plays of the game is he threw a no-look pass. He's looking at the tight end.
I love that.
The safety drive the tight end because he thinks he throws it to him, and he throws the ball to Cooper Kupp, who's coming on the end cut and behind it. He's done that play 100 times in Detroit. Who cares? You're in Detroit. You're not in the playoffs. You're losing. But he did it in the Super Bowl. He has unbelievable ability, and I'm glad he got an opportunity to showcase it on a big stage. This changes the perception of how people will look at Matthew Stafford moving forward. Because guess what would have been said? Had Tom Brady done that very drive, they'd have had a parade. They wouldn't have waited till Tuesday. They'd have had a parade last night. He did exactly what Tom Brady had done. Tom done a lot of those drives, and they resulted in field goals. A field goal wasn't going to do it for him. He had to put the ball into the end zone, and he did it.
You know, you were one of these players. So, and I can remember watching you with Denver. You looked different. You looked like a defensive end that ran and could catch. And it happens infrequently. Mm-hmm. When an athlete
Mike Tyson in his prime, mm-hmm. scared other boxers.
Yes.
You're like, okay, don't want any part of that.
Right.
Aaron Donald, to me, you knew Reggie White.
Yes.
That's what it feels like to
yeah.
me. Significantly better
yeah.
than Pro Bowl offensive lineman.
There's a reason why when they rate him, they say he's a top five player. Not quarterback, not positional player. He's a top five player in the league. And the thing that makes him, and even though T.J. Watt deserved to win Defensive Player of the Year, there's no question about that. But the de facto best player in the league is Aaron Donald. Because he does what he does year in and year out, double team after double team. And you see how his game took off once they added Von Miller. So now you can't devote all your attention to him or Von's going to eat. Von looked like Super Bowl 50 Von yesterday.
Yeah.
People are like, well, Von is done. Well, yeah, he's done. Drew Lock was his quarterback and he's playing down 21-0. You can't rush the quarterback when you're down 21-0. Now all of a sudden he's playing with a lead. He has another great player alongside him. Remember Von when he had D-Ware? He had Malik Jackson. He had Derek Wolf. He had Peyton Manning as his quarterback. You remember his numbers? Well, this is what he has in LA now. But Aaron Donald, I believe when it's all said and done, you will probably say LT is 1A and he's going to be 1B.
I agree.
I believe he should have won defensive MVP
so
last night.
I thought he dictated the game. The Bengals game plan. So for 2 weeks, the Bengals game plan. Obviously Cooper Kupp, they game plan.
Yeah.
Who they couldn't stop late. But if you looked, you said this earlier in this interview. Cincinnati is a throw the ball down the field team.
Mm-hmm.
They did that against Tennessee's pass rush.
Yes.
Cincinnati coaches said, yeah, we won't be able to do that.
Right.
When I can force you over two weeks of practice to say, yeah, we're going to have to, here's our fastball. We can't throw it.
Right.
That to me is Aaron Donald.
If you look at Cincinnati was about to blow this game open. They get the touchdown, first play of the game.
Yeah.
They come back and Matthew Stafford throws an interception. This is about to get blown wide open. Aaron Donald gets the sack. Now they have to settle for a field goal, and then he takes the game over again late. So it's not to say Cooper Kupp wasn't deserving, but I think Aaron Donald, the total domination, they took the game completely over in the second half. But it was an unbelievable ball game last night, and to watch Aaron Donald and to watch that defense dictate. And you know, Joe Burrow says, we got plenty of years. They said the same thing. As a matter of fact, Marino was younger than Joe Burrow when he went in the second year. And he never got back to the Super Bowl. And, Joy, you said they have the third most cap space. Guess what? Cheap Mike Brown, they have the first most cap space because he ain't spending a nickel. That's just the way they operate. But, Colin, he won't make it to year 10 if they don't protect him better.
No.
He got hurt. I'm not so sure he would have stayed in the game if this was a regular season game. He stayed in that game after they got enrolled because this was the Super Bowl. You can't get sacked 70 times in a season and expect to play an extended period of time.
No,
it's not going to happen.
There's an argument to be made. Cincinnati's first three draft picks should be offensive
linemen. Absolutely.
Now, we do know last year they thought about taking an offensive
lineman. Penei Sewell.
And who had a nice year, by
yes.
the way. But they went out and took Ja'Marr Chase. I didn't have a problem with it knowing what 2022 football is.
Right.
But you paid the price this year for
yes,
that pick.
Yes. That probably cost you a Super Bowl. Because if you could block, let's just say for the sake of argument, instead of giving up 7 sacks, you give up 3. Or you give up 4. And the manner in which you can't give up 6 sacks in the second half. On 21 dropbacks, you give up 6 sacks. You're probably going to lose. And people are like, well, he did get 9 sack times against Tennessee, and he won. But Tennessee's offense isn't comparable to the Rams' offense.
Not close.
So that's the difference in the ballgame. Joy, you said something very interesting. You said Cooper Kupp and Jerry Rice are the only guys to win Offensive Player of the Year and Super Bowl MVP. Only thing is, and the Triple Crown. Cooper Kupp did it in one season. He won the Triple Crown, Offensive Player of the Year, and Super Bowl MVP in one season. Jerry won his. He won two of the three in 87.
Well, Rice and Cooper also have brilliant coaches and great quarterbacks and very functional offensive lines, so the quarterback has more. Now, it's not to say Cooper Kupp's not great.
Right.
But there is some – you know this better than everybody. It did help you because you had a functional franchise.
Yeah,
Cooper Kupp benefits.
Quarterback is everything.
Yes.
I mean, Cooper Kupp has been here. He ain't put up 145 with Jared Goff.
Right.
I thought Sean McVay did a very good thing. He learned his lesson from the first Super Bowl loss. He found that he couldn't run the ball early in that game, and he just abandoned the run completely and started throwing. Even though he was getting less than 2 yards a carry, he was still making Cincinnati think, I still might throw a run in here. Zach Taylor totally abandoned the run and just went throw, throw, throw. And so the defensive line says, it's quarterback season. Let's just go hunt.
Shannon Sharp. By the way, the whole spectacle, the television broadcast, the halftime show.
It was amazing.
You were there. I thought it was an advertisement. NBC, 10 hours of saying, hey, you're a high school football player. We got some colleges here. I honestly did. I always feel that with the Rose Bowl. It's right. Dead of winter.
Right.
The event for you, how was it?
I thought it was very well. Outside of the parking that was between $900 and $5,000 for a parking pass, which I did not pay for, but I'm just saying. Hey, look, it's become a very, very expensive event. And I understand because here's the thing, Colin. When I went to the Super Bowl, you know how much the tickets cost? $325. But people were willing to pay $4,000 and $5,000 for the tickets. So the NFL says, if you'll pay for it, we just put that at face value. Instead of the aftermarket, you get the markup, we'll just charge that. It's become a very corporate, expensive event. The casual fan is getting priced out of it. I had a friend of mine took his son, and it was a four-day minimum, and he got tickets and everything. Cost him $27,000 for him and his son.
Oh, boy.
So a family of four, good luck with that.
Hey, what a pleasure it is to have you. Love you being part of this network. You knocked it out of the park again, and congrats on all your success.
Thank you. Colin, I want to thank you because I don't know if I've ever told you this. Guys, when I was out of work, I would pay my own pocket to come on Colin's show. And Colin's like, well, is he peddling a book? You want to talk about something? What does he want to talk about? I said, I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And every time I would come out here, even though I had nothing to do, you would put me on the show. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, because you gave me an opportunity to get in front of the camera. Some people at FS1 saw me. It's like, well, hey, if he can talk like that, maybe we should find something for him to do here. So I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Well, you know what? You're one of the most verbal people I've ever met in my life. You are. I went back and looked at your Super Bowl. Was it Ray Anderson?
Or Ray Buchanan.
Ray Buchanan. Folks, you got to YouTube it. Ray, it's unbelievable. Ray Buchanan trash talk you before Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It is, swear to God, it's like you had a comedy team of writers for you. It's literally hysterically funny. Right. You have earned every step of your success. You're just a great guy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Joy, good to see you again.
You too, Shannon.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
So teams that lose Super Bowls historically fall off the ledge. I think Cincinnati, it will get much tougher. But here's the good news for the Bengals. Joe Burrow is out of this world talented. The offensive line can't get worse. Your coach is young. Your quarterback's young. Your wide receivers are young. And again, your O-line can't possibly be this bad forever. But half the teams that make the playoffs, half, do not make it the following year. And Stafford and McVay and Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald, they're going to make the playoffs. Because the AFC now, in my opinion, is stronger than the NFC. Baltimore gets Lamar Jackson back. Cleveland, that's really been tough on Cincinnati, gets Baker back. What if the Steelers land a Garoppolo or a solid quarterback? The Chargers, Denver. These teams have a chance to get really good really fast. The Bengals owners are historically cheap. You're now drafting, by the way, Cincinnati, at the bottom of the first round. Now you know what it's like. That's what the Rams do. That's why they give up first-round picks. Now you're drafting at the bottom of the first round. You're not getting a Jamar Chase anymore. You're not getting him in the draft. No more Jamar Chase is in the draft. No more Joe Burrow's in the draft. You're now a good team, and this is rare territory for you. But Cincinnati, no more fourth-place schedules. Nah, you don't get the Jags next year. Right. And the Jets next year. Right. Yeah, you're not going to get that. Or the Lions. You're not getting that steady diet of that. That's been the last 20 years where you've been bad with a bad schedule, with an easy schedule. Now your schedule gets tougher. You draft at the bottom of the first round. You got cheap owners. Your division is historically very tough. The Steelers need a quarterback. If tomorrow I told you Aaron Rodgers chose them, they'd be a top five Super Bowl team. I don't think he would. I don't think he will. But my guess is, they're going to have a very nice 10 to 12 year run with Joe Burrow. Good coach, good quarterback, good weapons. But that division, generally the Steelers find a quarterback. Bradshaw, Big Ben, and he stays around for a long time. Also, the Rams' biggest issue, because Russell Wilson could leave the conference, Aaron Rodgers could leave, Breeze just retired, Brady retired, it's wide open. The Rams' issue is a simple one. That the team that gives them the biggest fits is in their division, San Francisco. So Kyle Shanahan, who's probably as smart as any young coach schematically, in fact, McVay would tell you privately, there is no Kyle Shanahan schematically. Sean's better in a room. Sean's got the bigger presence. Kyle's a brilliant offensive mind, and he's given McVay fits. And if Trey Lance can play, and I think he can, I'm not sure, but I think he can. If Trey Lance is good, he doesn't even have to be great. If he's good, they're going to be a handful. Rams going to be, it's going to be, you know, Georgia, Bama, you know, like you, when you watch them play, who's got the better players? I'm not sure.
So that's the Rams issue right in front of him twice a year in division. Burrow's issue is called Josh Allen and Mahomes and Herbert and Lamar, and the AFC to me is going to be tough next 10 years. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong next.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.